The Arts at Mark's Garage has been key in the reclamation and revitalization of Honolulu's Chinatown. A pioneer in the area, a consistent outpost since 2001, it has lived up to its mission to be, and I'm going to quote here, guys, a collaborative gallery, performance, and office space for businesses and nonprofit organizations working to transform downtown Honolulu with the power of the arts. Oh, I love it. Okay, with us today, Donna Blanchard, Managing Director of Kumukahua Theater and Interim Contract Director for the Arts at Mark's Garage, and Rich Richardson is here. He's been Executive Director of the Arts at Mark's for lo these many years. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Rich, let's start with what Mark's does today.
Well, I guess a quick tour in the front door would lead you straight to our ticket office, where we sell performance tickets, 120 seats in that space today, 150 shows per year.
I just saw a great pianist there the other night.
Yeah, that's a busy, busy spot, a great place to experiment, to broaden your horizons. And just next to that is the exhibit space. That's about 1,000 square feet. And we do about a dozen shows per year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Behind that, we've got the office space. That's the kind of the three legs holding up the stool at Mark's Garage.
The performance space, the gallery, mm-hmm. and the office space. Okay.
So that's an early incarnation of the co-working concept. Mm-hmm. This one specifically dedicated to creative enterprises, nonprofit or for profit. Mm-hmm. We're not picky. But it's been a good incubation for a lot of different organizations.
What are some of these organizations that have gone through and partnered with Mark's?
Well, I think Garrick Paikai with On the Spot is a great example of someone that's kind of rose through the ranks and evolved even onto his own tour of the mainland and has graduated out, so to speak, of the Arts at Mark's, having started as a part-time partner, I guess.
Yeah. So people rent space at Mark's, and they then are kind of drawn into a circle of creatives there.
Well, yeah, they're not technically renting. They're coming in as partners. So there's a partner fee, but then they're family. They are all working together for the betterment of the Arts at Mark's Garage.
How many of these partners are there?
13
right now.
Right
now there's 13, and it's a wonderful collaborative workspace. I love the organization. Uh-huh. There's nothing else like it here. It is a place to, so you can sit at your desk and you get your work done, but there's someone sitting at the desk next to you that you say, oh, do you want to work together on this project? And amazing things happen that way.
Oh, I was one of the crazy people at a trunk show there. I did notice there's a new library kind of section. It's fascinating. On Saturdays, you got a bookstore.
Friends of the Library Hawaii has joined us recently. They're kind of a keystone partner in our new renovated floor plan.
It's fabulous to have them there.
Nice to add literature.
A bookstore
to the
downtown Honolulu. Thank you.
Nice.
In an art gallery.
Yeah.
So you can browse the books and sit down in an art gallery and use free Wi-Fi and just enjoy the air conditioning, enjoy the space and the other people who come
in. You're a great kind of a turning into a tourist hub in a sense too, right? Giving directions, having a bathroom.
Right. We've got a hub status, I think. People are finding us and asking about other businesses in the neighborhood that they want to visit. And we're also very integrated with our neighborhood through street festivals, through the creation of First Friday. 14 years
ago
now.
You guys created that juggernaut. I mean, and it's just grown and everything. It's matured, really. And now it's kind of dissipating once again, would you say?
I would say it's still kind of the cornerstone of our exhibits program.
The opening nights.
In fact, tonight there's going to be an amazing opening celebrating the work of 50 photographers from all over the state.
Oh, my gosh.
Pacific New Media's juried show. It's an annual contemporary photography show. A really, really nice collection. And Beyond that, beyond our doors.
You know what, could we say also that you're going to have this fabulous exhibit opening tonight.
Right.
First Friday has gone through the booze phase and everything, but still you're doing the art there. On First Friday, we can go to Arts at Mark's and see what really First Friday started being about.
Right. Mm-hmm. And see your friends there. It's always been the first place that I go on First Fridays. It's a very affordable place to have your first beer of the evening. It's a place where I know I'm going to run into friends. So even if I don't have a buddy coming along with me that night, I'm going to run into someone and we're going to say, let's go over to Grandin and get some dinner and then do this and that. We've been calling it, it's a great place to pregame on First Friday and get to absorb the art and have all that nice community feeling.
As this community cornerstone, what you've learned, tell me what you've learned in the last years about how to make it sustainable and how we're going to go forward.
I'll tell you what, I think that this the same thing that happened with Kumukuhua Theater when I initially started there is I realized that a lot of people didn't know what was going on in that building, so they didn't necessarily feel welcome to come in there and they weren't going to drive across the island to go there. So one of the things at the top of my list is communication, is to be very transparent and very open. Here we are. This is what we are doing, and we need you. You are a part of this. Mark's Garage exists for the community and because of the community, and the community will want to support that as soon as they recognize everything that's going on.
What are the ways the community can support then?
Financially, there you can hold it. There's a wonderful new design of the space. If anybody hasn't been in there within the last few months, the space has been reimagined by the architectural firm G70. They've done an amazing job. That space has always been available for outside events. You can come in and have your Christmas party there. The new design of it makes it much more open and exciting for those sorts of events. So come down and be a part of the events. Come to the events that are happening. And we desperately need volunteers right now as well.
Oh, really?
We're always looking for more partners.
Are there spaces, office spaces available for new partners?
Yes.
And you also run the artist lofts. Are there spaces
And there's spaces
there?
Available there as well.
Really?
I just found out today.
Oh, okay. So we have some spaces available at the lofts as well.
This is an amazing center for things that go on in Chinatown. And both of you, you've been at the center for all these years. Rich, thank you so much. Consider this a bit of a victory lap. Really, we've come far. We really have.
Yeah.
Donna, you've got a reputation as a troubleshooter coming in with organizations, helping them to get rebalanced and go forward. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it, Noe. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. It's been great to have them today. Rich Richardson, he's been executive director of the Arts at Mark's Garage, and Donna Blanchard, managing director of Kumukuhua Theater, interim contract director at Mark's. Thank you.